In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have guests with me, but I want to read a couple of more letters that that I received because they really are strengthening my faith. Dear Father Tom, I listen to you daily when I can. Your words keep me going. I am down, but your preaching brings me up. Thank you. And it's signed by Andy. I give thanks for Andy at this very moment. Andy, thank you for writing that. For another one, I have, the Lord is risen, as he said, and present with us as Eucharist in his people. I listened to you one day coming home from Mass, and you just lifted my spirit and made me glad to know and love him. You were singing his praises. May God continue his blessings upon you as you speak the truth, keeping joyful and on track and just putting things in focus. Amen. That's from Joanne. Joanne writes that. Then I have something from Mary Lou. You are truly faithful man of God. With constant attack on Christians, we must remain brave and courageous, because God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? We must stand firm and fight to the end. That's right, and it is a fight. It is a fight to the end. I tell you, it's a fight to get the gospel out to people, because there's someone that doesn't want that to happen. I have something from Marsha and Angelina. Thank you for your radio programs that you so richly bless us every day, in season and out of season. It's such a blessing to all who listen. Thanks for your prayers for my mom. My continued prayers for you, that the Lord always keep you close to his heart. Use the donation wherever you need it. We used it for radio. And then the last one here. You are a genuine voice crying out in the wilderness. In the wilderness of incomplete truths and corruption as society norms. It is because you won't allow yourself to be clocked by stifling institutions. You are a trustworthy disciple of Jesus Christ, preaching the whole prophetic gospel, not just limited portions of it. As you well know, Bible prophecy yet to be fulfilled is held in contempt by the modern mainstream secular people. Hallelujah. So that's from Howard. This is what we hear from people. I love to hear these messages because they encourage me. Today I have Danny Floyd with me, and Danny's going to talk about his mother first, because his mother, now with the Lord, was a woman like a lighthouse. She was a beacon of light. So Danny, you come close to the microphone and share about your mother.
Yeah, my mother was from Ireland, and she had a radio ministry, a ministry in Ireland, and she had people going to her house, a house of prayer, and she'd go around and just change people's lives through God. She gave, her best friend was Jesus. She'd always says, my best friend is Jesus, and she just touched so many lives. And just by being herself, she was a nurse when she was younger, and she would give her money to people that didn't have it, like some of the older people that didn't have anybody. And she'd give them $5 and eat, you know, buy them gifts. And everything she owned, she would just give away. She says, it's the Lord's anyways. And she truly lived the life for Christ.
Tell us what you would find when you woke up in the morning. When you went to bed at night, you wouldn't find it, but when you woke up in the morning, you would find. Tell us what you'd find. You said that people were there.
Oh, yeah, there was so many people. People would just come in. She would just invite people in, strangers that didn't have a place to go, and she would feed them, give them, buy them clothes, and treat them like their own kids. And she had 10 kids of her own, and there were just so many people that were just living there. And we had masses set at the house, and You know, we just had so many people. It was a house of, growing up, and House in Winthrop was a house of prayer as well. And she was just one of the most beautiful people you could ever meet.
Now tell us what's happened to you recently. What's happened to you? What's happened in your life?
Well, I have true joy now in my life. I read the Word. I listen to Father Tom on the radio. I go to his Mass. I read the Bible twice a day. I praise the Lord every day. I had some illnesses, and some of it's been healed through Jesus. And I have such joy. I just can't use words to describe the joy I have today. And it's through the Lord. And I'm so blessed. I am truly blessed.
The Lord loves people. The Word says God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. The Lord loves people, and everything God loves, the devil hates. That's real. Jesus Christ loves you today. Jesus Christ gave his life for you today. You say, not me, because I'm such a sinner. Yes, you, because he shed his blood for you. Our Lord Jesus Christ says to you today, I want to make you a new creation. I want to give you a new life. Your life is not over. You look at your life and you think, my God, I've done nothing with it. I tell you, today can be a turning point, and it can be you can start to live today for Jesus, and things will happen. Things will happen. Things will happen. Things will happen. Just Saturday, as I was walking to church to celebrate the Eucharist, I met Andrea. She was holding a little baby. And she told me that the baby took seizures. And, you know, I used to take seizures. She didn't know that. And I started to praying, never again in the name of Jesus. Never again in the name of Jesus. Never again in the name of Jesus. I remember once, it was the day before All Saints Day, we prayed for a little girl. And this little girl was taking 40 seizures a day. And she had a helmet on her head. And the doctor said that her brain was going to be like Swiss cheese. Well, I prayed that day with the people on the radio. And guess what happened? She took one more seizure and never took one again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for prayer. Hallelujah that God hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah that God wants to change your life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, I am a voice crying in the wilderness. Thanks be to God. I have John the Baptist on a windowsill. Whenever I see him, I say, you know, to myself, I'm no John the Baptist, but I want John the Baptist to speak through me. I want Jesus Christ, the same Spirit that was in John, to come upon me to speak the word, that this is a very important time for us to give our lives to Jesus, because we don't know about tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't have any idea of the future. It is now is the time of salvation. Now is the time, not tomorrow. Don't put it off. Now is the time. And I keep on telling you today, as I tell you always, the Lord cares for you. The Lord has plans for you. Jesus is the man with the plan, let me tell you. And he wants to do something in you that only he can do in you. He wants to do something in you that only he can do in you. I thank God for the healings that have taken place at Holy Rosary. I thank God that because it is a church that is a church of prayer, miracles have happened. One miracle after the other. One miracle after the other have happened. Because it is a place where people come to pray and to believe. We don't only come to just come and go. We come because we want to see Jesus. Our hearts cry out, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him because he is my Lord. I want to know him because he is my King. I want to see Jesus, you know, not Father Tom, but Jesus. I want to see Jesus. That's why I preach, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we keep on preaching the Word of God. I've been on radio 29 years. 29 years. proclaiming Jesus in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And it has been the grace of God, let me tell you, the grace of God, because I am a nobody in the world. I do not have credentials like Billy Graham. I do not have credentials like bishops. I am just a voice crying in the wilderness saying, "Oh Lord, I want to be your lighthouse today," that people would see your light, that people would say yes to Jesus, because he is the lighthouse. He is the lighthouse that warns us of where the rocks are. Oh, yes, I'm always, always, always in debt to Jesus. I could never thank him enough. I remember when I first came to Holy Rosary, he said, "This place will be a lighthouse for many. This place will be a lighthouse for many." And let me tell you, I had somebody from New York that came yesterday. She needed someone to lay hands upon her, and she left different than when she came in. I just want to tell you, she now lives in Boston, and I was telling her about the school of the Holy Spirit. Will the school be the same as last year? No, not at all. The school will be different, but the Holy Spirit will lead us to Jesus in new and wonderful ways. It starts on the 14th of July. I want to tell people that this is a 5-day, 7 days that are dedicated to the Lord himself, that we come to praise him, we come to worship him, and we come to be fed with the Word of God. We do this every year. This year it's between the 14th and it goes on till the next Saturday. I tell you, this is a real experience of his love. People ask me, "Will you be praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" Of course we will. Of course we will. We'll be praying for the gift of tongues. We'll be praying for the prophetic gift. We'll be praying that the Lord would open his heart to you and that you would know how much he loves you, that you would go out and tell other people. You see, it doesn't stop with me. If you stop with me, I'm a failure. You've got to go out and tell other people. You've got to bring them in. You've got to bring them in. You've got to lasso them in. You know, Sister Miriam told me that, you know, the Lord's lasso is the rosary. You just think about the rosary. It looks like a lasso. And he lassoes his people in. I want to tell you, I prayed the rosary last week. I can't tell you I do it every day, but I felt called to pray the rosary last week, and I did. This is the lasso of Jesus to his mother that draws people into the kingdom of God. I tell you, Mary is blessed among women. She was not only someone who carried Jesus. She carried him with love. She carried him with devotion. She gave birth to the Son of God. She is not God. She is a creature. But she is so important with Jesus. I tell you, the last thing he did was to give his mother to us. "Son, this is your mother. Mother, this is your son." And in John, we have received Mary as our mother. We have received Mary as our mother. Mary is a wonderful woman. Remember what the lady said, "Blessed are the womb that bore you and the breast that gave you suck." Remember? And what Jesus said is, "Rather blessed be the person who hears the word of God and keeps it." Let's look at Mary. In Nazareth, she heard the word of God from the angel, and she became the mother of Jesus Christ. She heard it and kept it. In Cana of Galilee, there she was telling Jesus, "They have no wine." She hears the word of God and she keeps it. When she goes to visit Elizabeth, she hears the word of God and she keeps it. And the baby jumped in Elizabeth's womb. And Elizabeth said, "Blessed are you among women." This is biblical. Oh, she is not God. She is a creature like us. But I tell you, this creature has brought more people to Christ than every evangelist on the face of the earth. She's brought me to Christ many years ago. People say, "How were you healed of epilepsy?" It was through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I prayed that prayer every day, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for me now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And what did Mary do? She brought me into the charismatic renewal. She brought me into the renewal of the Holy Spirit. She brought me to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. This is what our Blessed Mother did. This is how I know. People say, who led you to Christ? Mary led me to Christ. Our Blessed Mother led me to Jesus Christ. That's real. People say, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. You don't want Mary? You know what? She was given to me from the cross, not only to John, but to me. And I want to tell you, she is blessed among women. She is blessed among women. When's the last time you've called her blessed? What did she say after Elizabeth said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb? She said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon the lowliness of his handmaid. From this generation, everyone shall call me blessed. Because the mighty one God has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has gathered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. That's what Jesus does. He lifts up the lowly. Are you lowly today? Are you lonely today? He wants to lift you up. He wants to lift you up and say, I've got plans for this man. I've got plans for this woman. I've got plans for you. I've got plans. And you just only have to say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Christ. Lord, I believe. I believe you were born of a virgin. I believe you suffered and died. I believe that you'll come again. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Christ. Lord, I believe. I want to tell you a secret. Today, I celebrated Mass, and I held within my hands the same Jesus who is going to judge me when I die. I held in my hands the same Jesus that the saints are looking at right now. I held in my hands the Eucharist, the same Jesus who is all-powerful and all-loving and all-forgiving. I held him in my hands, and I took him into my mouth, and he gave me food. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Yesterday I received a call from Eric, and he remembered on the feast of the body and blood of Christ several years ago, we were in Hawaii. And as we were driving to the monastery to celebrate Mass, because I was asked to celebrate Mass that day, we smelled bread. We smelled bread. I said, isn't this wonderful bread? This is the feast of the body and blood of Christ. And we're smelling bread. And Eric is saying, yes, we're smelling bread. He told me on the voicemail, that remember, we smell bread. And then he said, you gave a homily that I've never heard anything like it before. I wish I could give it again. I have no idea what I said. It was all about Jesus. It was all about the blood of Christ. It was all about praising God. It was all about loving him forever and ever and ever. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. And you know, he is not preached everywhere. You can't preach him if you don't know him, boys and girls. You can't preach him if you don't know him. And the world is dry. The world is dry, waiting for the Son of God to be proclaimed by people, to be proclaimed by priests, to be proclaimed by ministers, to be proclaimed by the laity. Oh, yes, the Son of God wants you to proclaim Jesus Christ. But you know what? Unless you know him, you can't proclaim him. And you might say, I'm embarrassed. Well, get over it. Because you know what Jesus said? Those who proclaim me to people, I will proclaim before the angels of God. And those who don't proclaim me before people, I will not proclaim before the angels of God. Do you want to be proclaimed before the holy angels of God? I tell you, you proclaim Jesus Christ. You tell people that are broken that Jesus wants to heal them, and you pray with them. You say, I've never done that before. Well, you know what? You've got to start. That's what you've got to do. You've got to start doing it. You've got to start doing it because, you know, it's not only me. I'm just one person. I only have two hands. We all need to pray with people. When people start pouring out their heart to us, what do? We need to pray for people. We need to pray and to tell them that God loves them and that Jesus has plans for them. And if they need to go to confession, we bring them to confession. Oh, yes, we bring them to confession. If they need to go to confession because they haven't been to Mass in 122 years, they have to go to confession. Listen, things begin to happen when people hear about Jesus. Things begin to happen. You know, we talked a little bit about Mary, Danny's mother. She was a woman of God. I knew her as a woman of God. She had many spiritual children. A woman of God. I loved Mary. She would come to me and she would bless my hands as I prayed with her. You know, she was a woman of God. She was not ordained, but she has brought more people to Jesus than most bishops, I'll tell you. That's real. That's real. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you the secret. Because she knew she was bankrupt without Jesus Christ. Just like me, I'm bankrupt without Jesus Christ. I have nothing to give people without Jesus Christ. Who am I that I should be on the radio speaking to you today? You say, is this a Catholic priest? He sounds like a Protestant. No, I sound like Peter and Paul. I don't sound like a Protestant. I sound like Peter and Paul. I'm proclaiming the truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ wants you to be his disciple. His disciple. You know, we baptize very well, but Jesus did not tell us only to baptize. He said, go ye into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and make disciples of all men. You're not only supposed to baptize, you're supposed to make disciples of all men and all women, I tell you. And a disciple is different. A disciple sits at the feet of Jesus. Remember when Jesus went to Bethany? And there was Mary at his feet. That's amazing because a woman was his disciple. A woman was his disciple. There were no disciples that were women before that day. Jesus was 2,000 years ahead of his time, I'll tell you. A woman sat by his feet. She was the disciple. She chose the better part. You know, people say, you know, the Catholic Church is a man thing. I tell you, who was at the cross? All women and one man. Who was at the cross? I tell you, the best way for me to destroy the gospel is to have women want to be men. Have women want to be men just because they're looking for power. Women don't need power. They just need to give their hearts to Jesus. And I know women that have brought more people to Jesus Christ. Sister Miriam, Mary, other women that I know have brought people to Jesus Christ. Priscilla, that most priests don't know how to bring people to Jesus Christ. We know how to bring them to church. But you know what? In our bulletin this next week is the whole idea of bringing people to Jesus Christ. We have a picture of Jesus knocking on a door. And on the top says, Jesus is knocking on your heart. Please let him in. Please let him in. Oh, we don't have bingo at Holy Rosary. We have Jesus. We don't have raffles at Holy Rosary. We have Jesus. We don't have money projects that if you buy tickets for the car, you get. No, I don't believe in that. I believe that God will care for his church if I keep on preaching. I keep on preaching. That's all I need to do is keep on preaching and loving the people. Not only preaching, but caring as a shepherd cares for the flock. And I'm not going to tell you I'm the best. I'm not the best, but I'm just one of his least disciples. And he has anointed me so that I could bring you the message of truth. He's knocking on the door of your heart now. Let him in. Tell him, Jesus, I'm desperate. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I'm desperate. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I'm desperate. I love you. Listen, my friends, I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our April bills. We have to dip into our excess. Please, please, if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you listen, my friends. We want you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit that begins on the 14th of July. We ask you to call Holy Rosary and that you would tell people that you want to come. And if you want to come, you can just send in your $100. It's for the whole week. $100. If you don't have $100, you know what? We're not going to say that you can't come. We're not into it. $100, and you mail it to Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. And on the bottom of the memo, write, School of the Holy Spirit. I pray today that the Spirit of God would come upon you in a marvelous way because he is in love with you. Jesus is. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.